This is a podcast from the children's radio station Fun Kids. Listen on DAB digital radio across the UK or online at funkidslive.com.
Marina Ventura's Climate Explorers.
Hi there, Marina Ventura here. I love finding out about the natural world, and that includes the Earth's climate. We know that weather can change from one day to the next, but climates can change too, over the time span of years, centuries, or even longer. So I'm on a mission to fill MapApp with the latest climate information with the help of some awesome climate explorers. Come on then, let's go. Do you know how to tell the age of a tree? Maybe you know it's something you find when you cut into the trunk. It's the rings, right? By counting the rings, you can find out the age of a tree. Have a look out for tree stumps next time you're in the park or woods, and you can count them for yourself. You might also know that those rings hold clues to the climate in the past. Wet years will mean wider gaps between the rings as the tree grew very quickly, whereas very dry years will have a narrower gap as the tree didn't grow much that year.
That's right, Marina. Forests can help unlock many more secrets about the climate. They take carbon dioxide from the air and store it in trees, plants, and the soil. They are also home to much of the world's wildlife.
Time to meet our next climate explorer.
Hi, I'm Phil, and I'm a forest scientist. Maybe you've been learning at school that forests are important, and one reason is that trees, like all plants, absorb carbon dioxide, which is a gas we exhale, and which is a waste product from burning fossil fuels. The more carbon dioxide in the atmosphere, the warmer the planet becomes. So it's great that plants store carbon, but how can we tell how much?
I suppose trees don't have a list of ingredients on the side like a packet of crisps.
Unfortunately not. I use lasers to estimate the weight of trees. This helps us to figure out how much carbon, something we call biomass, there is in the environment, and how it's moving between plants and the atmosphere. Sometimes we use satellites to measure the forest as well. We use a variety of technology to gather as much information as we can.
Wow! Lasers! Sounds pretty exciting.
I'd like a laser like that.
No, they don't make that kind of noise. It would be fun if they did. It's really important for us to be able to measure this because we know that humans are causing damage to forests. This damage is not just caused by chopping down trees, but also when fires are used to clear the ground. As well as releasing carbon back into the atmosphere, cutting down forests can affect the local climate and environment. Rainfall patterns can be disrupted also. That's important for local people. And by removing the forests, we are also threatening the animals and plants that live there with extinction. Once a forest is cleared, modern industrial farming can decrease the soil's nutrients, releasing more carbon into the atmosphere. So by measuring the amount of carbon in forests, we get a clearer picture of how important they are for protecting our planet against climate change.
Good work, Phil. Really valuable stuff. We've met a few climate explorers now, and something they all have in common is that gathering information is an important part of their jobs.
That's right. Whether it's from the clouds or volcanoes, the seabed or the rainforests.
And we've gathered lots of new information too. Ready for upload, Mappy?
Load me up.
Next time, we'll be doing some puddle jumping and finding out how we can learn about climate change from flooding right here in the UK. See you soon.
Marina Ventura's Climate Explorers, supported by the Natural Environment Research Council, the science of the natural world. Find out more at funkidslive.com/marina.
So that was a podcast from the children's radio station Fun Kids. Listen on DAB digital radio across the UK or online at funkidslive.com.